very straightforward of today's shiur. Let us start from the sixth chapter, pages 152 and 153. Let us do just the first four or five lines, and I've already spoken to you about the subject from various different angles. And the Derech Hashem says, Siderecho Odein Boruch Hu, the Master, blessed be He, that is Hashem, Oded, Shanhokas Eilomai Kulei, Ein Bamashe Lemishpat Amaisim Shebenei Abakiro, Vechein Lamashe Roi Lizchadim Ve'olam Ubiyosov, Yeyo Se Beseder Ka'ein Malchus Ode. Hashem Oded, that the Shanhokas direction of the word Urat doesn't quite mean the direction of his word Urat and August. Let us say that the direction of this whole world, whether it will be with regard to the judging of individuals, or whether it will be with regard with what he has to do in connection with the world and all its creatures, that is excluding man, he does this in the way that it is done here upon earth. V'chein omru chachomim zichroni b'vrocho, and so the chachomim say, malchuso d'rokia k'ei malchuso d'aro, that the kingdom of heaven is to be compared to the kingdom of earth. V'haini, that means to say, v'vote dini nosan hebrez in koda k'ehem v'ku k'riseyem lozeh, that is, in court of justice, in the court, in the high court of justice, that is, in God's court of justice, the manner in which it is done is the same in which it is done there upon earth. So just let us examine that for a brief moment and see what it is that he wishes to tell us. For example, there upon earth, you've got the judge, and then you've got the defending counsel, and you've got the prosecuting counsel, or the prosecuting counsel and the defending counsel. In God's court, it is exactly the same. Now, the only thing is one has to understand what he says here. He doesn't mean that God makes his court above as we make our courts below. It's exactly the reverse, that our courts below are as the courts are above. What he wants to say is, if you want to understand God's court, then you can get an idea of it from our courts below, because our courts below are patterned on God's courts above. Now, it is difficult at first blush to understand how can our courts there below be as God's court is above. There are two answers to that question. The first question answer is that the Talmud teaches us how our courts are to be. We are told exactly. We have to have judges who are able to be judges, who are not able to be judges. And then we've got the idea of defense and prosecution, or of prosecution and defense, that we have got, which has been given to us by Hashem. That is, and it just comes down to us in the Torah and in the Torah Shabbat, and we've got all that well ordered. That is one thing. The next thing, another thing that we've got to understand is that the earliest men had direct communication with Hashem, and he ordered already then, he explained how these things were to be carried out. Am I making myself clear? So I just want to give you, an example. We've actually had something like this already when we did the math. One more thing. We have a description of this in the Book of Kings, where there is a description of the heavenly court, and God is sitting, and the prosecution is on the left-hand side, and the defense is on the right-hand side, and the question comes up about Achab. And the spirit said he wanted to be the instrument for the destroying of Achab, for the death of Achav, and he was at Philip Naboth. Naboth is the one, again it says, Rishash afterwards that he was killed, that Achav was killed. But that was a description, a full description there of the heavenly court. So now there's two ways. First of all, it's come down to us in the Torah, this is the way the things have got to be. And then it's explained, it is spoken from the Torah, in the Torah Shebaltei, in the oral law, we've got the details of all that is in the written law, and in the oral law it is explained to us who the judges can be, how many judges, if it's a case if it is a case of monetary matters, if a plaintiff and a defendant, then all one needs is a court of three. If it is a case, I spoke about this, was it last afternoon, Shabbat afternoon, Shira, I spoke about it, where it is a case of deciding whether there is to be a leap year or not, you remember? And then who can sit on it, and whether a king is qualified to sit on the highest court, and not only a king, but a following quarter also, is qualified to sit on the highest court. They cannot sit on the court to decide whether it's going to be a leap year or not. A leap year means an extra month. The reason a king cannot be, because he wants it to be a leap year. He pays his army by the year. So if there's 30 months in a year, it's just up his street. So of course, he will want that to be. And the Kohen Gadol wants it to be not a leap year, because he's got to go and Yom Kippur, he's got to first of all stand on a marble floor, which is cold, and then he's got to go several times into the mikvah, Yom Kippur, where he goes into the Holy of Holies, and the water is cold. Now it is colder in October than it is in September. So you rather want it not to be a leap year in order that it shouldn't be so cold for him. Now we know that these are objective people, but self-interest is so strong that this is what it can do, but it can do even more than that. You've got to have seven judges to decide whether it's going to be a leap year or not. How many kings are there? What? How many Kohen Gadols are there at the time? One. So, and it goes according to the majority. So, his self-interest can be so strong that he can persuade the others. He won't use that argument. Unconsciously, he will use other arguments. That the king will say, of course, this is the time to make the leap year. We should have made last year leap year already. But this year we can't postpone it any longer. And the Kohen Gadol will say, no. Look at the weather already, and look at the weather. It is so warm. It would be wrong to make it now. You can't do it. We've got to. This must be ordinary. You follow? So, but all these, this is all prepared for us in the Torah, and so the court on earth follows the same procedure. Now, you don't know what a court is here upon earth, because you're accustomed to the American court. But if you go into a proper court of law, and when you are in England, please do so, there are two places to go. The one place in London is in the Strand, and those are the civil courts for civil cases. And then the other one is the Old Bailey, and that is for criminal cases. And then you've got a witness is a very important person, and a witness must stand when giving evidence. That is the law in the Torah. Witness can't sit and give evidence. A witness must stand and give evidence. And there you see how the witnesses stand in the box and they give evidence. So it's slightly different from the American court. And the judge, when he pronounces the sentence of death, puts on a black yarmulke. If you ask him why he puts on a black yarmulke, he doesn't know. He won't know why. He'll just say, well, this is the way it's done. It's been done like this for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. I can't change it. But he doesn't know why it's done. And if he's done that, when he passes the sentence of death, he puts on a yarmulke. that there is a division between heaven and him, that he doesn't feel that he's a God, that he can sit over another person's life, but he's just doing what the law tells him to do. Now all this is, that is the court that we have gathered on earth. If you want to know what the heavenly court is like, then you can get the idea from the court that is here on earth. But it works the opposite way. The court of down here on earth is similar to the court that is in heaven. Got the idea? Now, so that is what he says, Malchuta de Rosia Ka'im Malchuta de Adol. When the Gemara, when the Talmud says that the kingdom of heaven is like the kingdom of earth, it means if you want to know what the kingdom of heaven is like, then look what the kingdom on earth is like, and you get an idea of what it is like. So he's speaking about the book. He's giving the Sanhedrin, court, and the Sanhedrin, what they, in America, excuse me, you would call the Supreme Court. Our Supreme Court was the Sanhedrin, and in the Sanhedrin there were 71 judges. In Kulme, the Archive of Kersaim, he says, in a city, he was a leading in Sain Luchonim, Baba Gagas, the Jews of the Sidron, the Jews, so he claimed the Orko Kolo, the Yonim, or Uyim, the Chobe. So he says, on these courts, there sit with Hashem, the prosecuting council and the defending council, there are transcendental beings. Now we study that very carefully and we know what is meant by transcendental beings. They are the powers, they are powers. And we call them, whether we call them Malachim, whether we call them angels, or whether we call them Sarim, or whether we call them Tekidim, they are powers that they are. And these are the powers that take place when a judgment has to be given. These are the powers that take place. Everything that has to be judged is brought before these tribunals. And whatever is decreed, that becomes the law, and that is the judgment that is carried out, and that is what Daniel says. What Daniel says, it's very in Piscoma. The matter is decided by even his angels, powers, transcendental powers. That is how that it is decided. Now that is the first paragraph. Any questions on that? Anything you don't understand about that? You really will have to take you a little bit of time before you know what all this is about. Yes? Any questions on that? I think he puts it as simply as he possibly can. Now, the question that is worrying Sima is, what part does God play in all this? You've got the defending, the powers of the other. He says, we know who is Borisham of Ophir, Becholos, and Israel. God appears in all these tribunals, in my spear, and he influences them. There's no question about that, that God influences them. And he sees that they are established by rules of equity, of truth, of justice, and of reality. That is Hashem overseas there. That the judgment that goes out is absolutely correct. So God, so to say, oversees it all, nevertheless. The Yeshmina said, Yadrosh, Yakorish, Baruchu, Shem, Lerosh. There are Sanhedrin, there are tribunals, where Hashem is the judge, and Hashem sits there above. Uche'inyan Shememah, Ro'isi es Hashem Yeshem al Tis'el, Now, just to get that passage, this is the passage to which I referred you. Well, of course, Michal came, Michal the prophet, and Michal said he'd go to the wolf. And he says, therefore, you are the word of the Lord. This is the prophet Michal told him. I saw Hashem sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. On his right hand, the defending counsel, on the left hand, the prosecuting counsel. And the Lord said, who shall entice Achaz that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? So that was the question. So the question the court had to decide was not what is the punishment of Achaz. That had already been decided, that his punishment was death. And one said on this matter, and another said on that matter. We've got the different council giving a view. And it came forth the spirit, and that is the spirit of Naboth, and stood before Hashem and said, I will incite him. Let me do. And he had a very good reason. Naboth had put him to death by false witnesses. Achaz had put him to death by arranging false witnesses and a false court. This means that I want to be the one to do. I want to be the instrument. I want to be. And Hashem said unto him, "Hear this." And he said to the spirit of Naboth, "How would you do it?" He said, "I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets. I will get his prophets to say that thou shalt, to say you go up into battle." And he went up and he said, and Hashem said, thou shalt entice him and shalt prevail also, both forth and evil. That's the judgment. So the judgment has now been given by Hashem that the spirit of Naboth is given permission to go and entice. This, the prophets of Naboth, the false prophet of Achaz, to entice him to go into battle, and in battle he will lose his death, as he goes to Jesus goes after it. Now that is just an example which the Yerach Hashem quotes to give you an idea of the court in heaven and how similar it is to the court here upon earth. Yes.
You know, walking over the court of judgment. Yes. That is here on earth.
Yes.
Then why should that have happened that he should have false witness against him? I mean,
yes,
I'm not learning.
That has to do with predetermination of will. I should let this world go on.
Yes.
We've got the Torah, we're supposed to keep the Torah. Yes. If we don't keep the Torah, Hashem doesn't make us keep the Torah. For that we've got predetermination of will, for reasons which we have discussed, are discussing and will continue to discuss. And therefore, if they want to do wrong, if people want to do wrong, they can do wrong. If the Hussein wants to do wrong, we can do wrong. Hashem at any point can intervene and can interfere. And God says, for example, in the last war, you've got a very best example of it, where, according to all the laws of military strategy, Hitler should have won the war. There was divine interference. He didn't win the war. By all laws of strategy, the Jews, the Greeks, couldn't be able to keep Israel. With all these Arabs around, it should be impossible for us to keep Israel. And a great historian, Paul Johnson, one of the most recent historians, said, you can't explain this. He said, the only way you can explain it is that this is divine interference or divine intrusion into what is taking place. But that doesn't mean to say that people, a man wants to kill another person to kill another person, kills him. Otherwise, otherwise you haven't got people, you've got worms. If he wants to sin, if he wants to do anything wrong, he can't do anything wrong, that's not a man anymore, nor a woman.
Correct. But in this case, it's
of Nabucco.
Right. The judgment basically went to heaven, and the judgment, the absolute judgment came from heaven then. Because he was allowed to come to whisper.
There were two things that are going on. The one thing that goes on is the original case. The Acher says to Naboth, I will show the way with Gilead. And he says, no, I can't sell it. This is the inheritance of my father, and this is something I want to keep. So he says, if you dare, I will appropriate it. He said, you can't, it's not just. So what he did was, he got two false witnesses, and he got false judges, and once upon a time I couldn't understand how this is possible. And then I came to the California, it all cleared itself up completely. So he got two false witnesses, and he got false judges, and these false witnesses said they heard Naboth clamoring to rebel against the king to kill against the king. That is mutiny. So he was given the death sentence. The law is that if a rebel, a person that has been put to death because of treason, then he hasn't got any property afterwards. The property belongs to the crown. And so he got the vineyard.
Correct.
So that took place. It was all false.
Correct.
Now the heavenly tribunal sits in judgment over Achaz for doing this.
Exactly.
So the heavenly tribunal discusses it, and the spirit of Naboth comes and calls you on to do it. So what is your question now, Linda?
My question was, it's beyond the lower court, which is the earthly court, then it goes to the heavenly court.
No. Well, that is the earthly court has got two powers. It's got two powers. It can do the two powers. Where on earth it's got the two powers? It's such an extent. It's such an extent that when there was the famous case against Rabbi Eliezer, where the Chachamim wanted to do a certain thing, and Rabbi Eliezer wanted to do differently, and he said, if I am right, then let the walls cave in, everything happens, and then he said, if I am right, let a heavenly voice come out and save me life. And the heavenly voice came out and said that Rabbi Eliezer is right. And the Chachamim said, the Torah is given at Levi side, not in earth. Once it's given at Levi side, that has to be. So even when the Shoshana is to take place, Levi side, the Torah is to be side. We've got it to be side. Shabbos you can't do it. That is irreversible, that can't be. There are certain things that are given to the court here, but once it is given over to the court here, this is what it is. If it gives a false judgment, then the court is responsible. And then they are accountable to Hashem. That's another thing. But what they do, they can do that, we can do that upon them. Right, yes, sir.
I remember when we did run this originally, and I asked the same question, and I'm not sure that's what Linda really wants to know, but we asked, by what merits did this happen to Naboth? And then he told us the story that he had a beautiful voice, and he was asked to sing, or to lead the services, or whatever it was, and he says no, he didn't want to, or shouldn't be bothered, or whatever it was, but he didn't want to do the practice to do it. And I remember this very well, because I would think about if I have a talent to do something, I've got to do it, because I'm not using it the way I'm supposed to.
Absolutely right.
So that's another thing.
The way it was allowed to happen. Yeah. He suffered because of that he refused to leave the church.
That's what she was trying to say.
That's quite right. Because of his beautiful voice, he had a beautiful voice. And that is a person who's got the power to do something and has got the gift to do something. And then he must say that he's been given that gift by saying that. That he's got to know. All right? Fine. Now, as the Ufeishu Chachamonu Zichronu Livrocho, and the Torah Shebaltor, the Chachamon explain, what does it mean, these two to the right and to the left? Eli my meaning is Chusva, Eli my meaning is Chusva. Those who on the right hand side are the prosecution, and those on the left-hand side, I'm sorry, those who are on the right-hand side are the victims, and those who are on the left-hand side are the prosecution. Now, if you want to know, you know, Hebrew is Lashon HaKodesh. It's the holy tongue. And from time to time I point out things to you about this holy tongue. Now, we in Lashon HaKodesh, the lips is evil and the right is good. You got the idea? We put on our right shoe first and then our left. We give preference to the right over to the left. Now just look how God created us. That the right is more powerful than the left. Assuming that people are right-handed. I know in California there are a number of left-handed people. I can never get over the number of left-handed people there are in California. You know what I mean, then? I'm a telephone.
No, I'm not.
You know, you look for it.
I'm not
ambidextrous.
I'm just ambidextrous.
They don't force people to be right-handed in America. I tell you about a third of the people in the world are left-handed. Much more than
me. I think they take this from California. The Torah makes allowances for left-handed people, and the Torah speaks about left-handed people. For it says, if a person is left-handed, then he loses his left hand to tie his fulfilling, and then he must put his fulfilling on his right hand. And the way the Torah does it is, it says, you've got to use the weaker hand on which to put the fulfilling. So if you're left-handed, then your weaker hand is the right hand. So the Torah makes allowance for left-handed people. So the person who is left-handed doesn't have to feel bad about it. It's quite more easy to be left-handed. But the idea is that the right hand is more powerful than the left. The right eye is different from the left eye. The right eye is stronger than the left eye. And that is the way God created that. How is it with animals? I beg your pardon? Animals make no difference. They haven't got the right to handle animals. You tell the dog to shake hands. I beg your pardon, give his lip for his right for he doesn't know, you see. Until you train him, so out of habit he'll give you his right for. You train him and give him that. But otherwise he automatically won't give it to you. And you know how they test a child if he's right-handed or not. They just put something on the floor and ask him to pick it up. And automatically he'd pick it up with his right hand. If he's right-handed, he would pick it up with his right hand. But an animal is not like that. If you take a cat and with a bull, you know that the cat moves the bull with its paw. It's right hand, it's right paw, it's left paw. Don't do it with its right paw more than with its left paw. Doesn't make any difference. So that is, in the human being, there's the right and the left. And all three, when we put on our shoes, we put on the right shoe first. When we tie it, we tie the left shoe first. If you wear laces, you tie the left shoe first, you tie in the evil. So the right represents the gates of the toes, and the left represents the gates of the right. Now, it's in every language like that, when we speak about communism, we speak about the left. There are the left, it's the left. When we speak about anything sinister, the word sinister means left. Comes of the Latin word sinister, means left. So it's gone right through. It comes from Lashon HaKodesh, but it goes through every language. It's got the same idea. The right represents good, and the left represents evil. Right represents that which is straight, The myth represents the departure from what is acceptable by the priest to that extent. I'm just saying that's a shock to those who are still communistically inclined in spite of the development of 1990. All right?
Well,
the
name of saying
is
correctly, you tie the left to
first,
to tie in the
evil. To tie the evil, to contain the evil. Now, the only thing is, the Omar Daniel, and in Daniel it says, Adi Chor Seven Reliu, Batik Yen in Sino, Dilegasi, the Tifrin to Tichu. He says, the way it is describing, Daniel describes the heavenly court, but he describes it in Aramaic. Chor Seven Reliu, the thrones are set in order, the Atik Yen and the Ancient of Days. That is another expression for Hashem. And the Ancient of Days, that is Hashem, is still fixed. We know the truth of the secret people. Then, it's ready for the judgment, and the books are opened. And of course, it's speaking in metaphorical language. All this is must be understood as being completely abstract. There's nothing material about it. All this is in the abstract. But as we have explained during the time that Ruth was here, that the abstract is more real than the concrete. All right? So now we can go on from there. Now, now it is the end of Ikra Devakachu, but you must know the main battle is as follows. He made Kavor by Arne Lamal, who is already explained. Come on in Abitu, means that the demons are called Ishwarish. How much goes into the judgment of each and every single person? So each and every single person is judged by Hashem. The time that we are judged, and we'll deal with that a little bit later, the time that the person is judged is on Rosh Hashanah. So on Rosh Hashanah, every single person is judged. But it's judged with great precision. For he may be whole, the whole Ishmina Anoshim, he must be timeless rubbish with his Sibir Shemesh. He says in every person, there has to be considered the different circumstances which cause him to do certain things. And he judged according to that law. Leah does, he didn't know, Isha, who is broken, rubbing me back on his phone. So each person is judged according to his particular situation. So two people can do the same wrong. The one is judged leniently and the other one is judged strictly. Depends what the circumstances are. Right? I had a signer today that came from another town. And they wanted to know how to deal with a subject like this. Where a man was getting married, a Jewish man, to a Catholic woman. Now, once upon a time, I would say no attention, but that story is not true. But I've been living in California for 30 years, and I know that can happen. Then he said, this question says, now, this person is getting married by a ceremony at which there will be a rabbi and a priest, a Catholic priest, who says, 13 years ago, I would have said, but how can that be? That's impossible. No rabbi does a thing like that. No priest does a thing like that. But now I've been trained. And I've been trained so well that I know that actually happened and this is true. But that wasn't the question. They said, of course, now, the person that asked the question is a person that has been through for several years, 2 years, 3 years, and then he's been through, and he's got children that go to school. In the town where they live, they go to school, the children that go to school. So the question is, now, they are on very good terms with the brother. He said, They could be going against the religion, yes, as a Christian. But how are they going to behave when the brother comes to visit them and he brings his Catholic wife to visit them? How are they going to behave? But a greater problem is how, what are they going to tell the children? That this is their uncle, all these years he's been their uncle, and he's been their good uncle, and he's always brought them presents, and they've always been enamored with him, and all of a sudden, what are they going to do? What are they going to say? So I ask them to explain to the child, especially the older one, that you've got to explain to him how you became religious. What happened? Explain to them that your parents weren't religious, that your grandparents weren't religious, but something happened in your life, and this is what happened. And get them very interested in what took place. Then say to them, now, Uncle Christopher, I suppose his name is, do you didn't have this opportunity. Now, my name was Paul. They gave me a name Paul, but I realized that that is a bad name for a good deed person, so I changed it to Pesach. That's why Mommy called me Pesach. So, but he is still Christopher. Now, he didn't have that opportunity. Nothing happened in his life, so he doesn't know. And this is what happened. Now, that is one thing. A person that is brought up as a Jew, and he marries a Catholic woman, and he marries with a rabbi and a priest, he's judged altogether differently from this man. He knows. He knows what it is. And then he's judged like that. And I always tell people, I have no argument with conservative Judaism. Sorry. I have no argument with conservative Jews. I have no argument with reformed Jews. No argument with them. But I have a very strong argument and a very big dislike of reformed Judaism and conservative Judaism. That undermines. That is not authentic. That's not true. But the people who are I've got everything to think, they don't know. They don't know any better. They've been taught, they've been indoctrinated. It's not their fault. And you've got to take all that into consideration. And I'm making myself clear. So, that's what it is. Hashem takes all these things into consideration. Of course, he also takes into consideration the opportunities are there. And the opportunities come your way. Do you take the opportunities or do you reject them? If the person rejects them, you don't feel accountable for them. You've got an opportunity to take it. You don't take it. You know what it is, and you listen to somebody who tells you differently, and you can choose. And you decide to choose the wrong way. That's your responsibility. But you've given the opportunity already. Given the opportunity, you go wrong. Then you're accountable for it. And you will judge accordingly. And that is the way it works, and that is what he says here. The third gun said, Behold, Master, you're mighty, you know, you may water the people that have overcome the Lord in Rabbi. Behold, you know, you're only coming by covet, rubbish, the endless, and you're talking to rock and chain. He says, and so every individual action of a human being is bound up to so many circumstances and so many. People are bound up with it, and all this has to be taken into consideration. But when Hashem does it, then we know that it is correct, and that is something that an ordinary court of law can never achieve. And we know that an ordinary court of law, if a man commits a crime, and they send him to prison for the crime, they send him to prison for 10 years. So how long did he stay in prison if they send him for 10 years? Yeah, 10 days.
Michael Milton.
They send him for 10 years.
And he'll stay the full 10 years.
You think he'll stay? And Mr. Bates, you will be here at the earlier distance.
Oh, maybe.
Yes, what is his name? Mercy. 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 Now, Mr. Mercy, this is a stay for 30 years. Now, Mr. Mercy, now look at the people who suffer. First of all, his wife suffered. And it's possible that she didn't even know what was going on. If he's got children, his children suffer. And he'll be 10 years in prison. And I have a suspicion that he'll be 10 years in prison and come out of further Jews. And then he'll say, I want a very good tshuva for my daughter. I want a good tshuva for my daughter. And the bechutin will say, get a very fine bechutin. And he'll say, look here, you know, I don't think my son is good enough for your daughter. What do you mean? I know he's good enough, I want him. No, he's not good. He said, I'll tell you what, it's a question of money. I'll tell you what, I give him as a present to start off with $2 million. Mm-hmm. He said, it's not a question of money. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give him $2 million and I'll give you $500,000. Just as an expression of goodwill. If you don't understand, it's not negotiable. Then what is wrong? For me to have a mechutin that spent 10 years in prison, and that my grandchildren have got a grandfather that spent 10 years in prison, you must understand. But it wasn't the grandchildren's fault. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Wasn't their fault. That's the way it works. And Milton, Mr. Milton says, you know, you're the first person that I've met that cannot be brought to me. I've always said that every man has got his price. I just have to know what that price is, that's all. And I get what I want. You're the first person hasn't got it. You've got all my admiration. But that's the way it is. Children are not responsible. The wife is not responsible if he didn't know what was going on. But he did it and he causes them to suffer. But in the heavenly court, that doesn't exist. So David HaMelech says, Mishpotei Hashem Emet, Tzedku Yachdot. All the judgments of Hashem are Emet. Emet means they are true. They are real. They are right. They are just. No flaw in the judgment. Tzedku Yachdot. He judges them both together. Tzedku Yachdot. He takes everything and everybody into consideration and injustice. Only if I said that that could be. In a human court, that can't be. Nevertheless, this is the way of the world. Hashem has ordered that this is the way that the world works. If the world would have been as it should have been, we wouldn't have had that problem. Got the story now. Now he says an interesting thing. He says they are all in the heavenly court. There is on the right of Hashem, there is the power of defense and of good, and on the left of Hashem are the powers of evil. Now, all whatever the powers of evil are also true. You mustn't think that they're not true. The powers of evil are true. And Hashem judges it, and sometimes it's Hashem that judges. Now, Sima, you're worried, why do you need so many of them? One prosecutor and one defendant of any of that, Sima. Why do you need so many of them now? each one has got his speciality. Each one has got his speciality. This one's speciality is the way the equanimity, the way the woman behaved to her husband, the way she spoke to her husband. He said, and he is where he can be on that, and he profited on that particular place. Each one has got a manifest. This woman didn't go dressed up properly. She gave him his dress in trousers all the way. Now, he did with it. He's a speciality in that form of seeing. So each one, that is why there are so many of them. And each one has got his speciality. Now don't forget, they are powers. Everything here is spiritual. It is abstract. There is nothing concrete here. And we mustn't understand what is being concrete. So that is why we've got so many. All the host of heaven, it says in the letter, when it describes all the host of heaven, and the right among them, driving into all the host of heaven, and the right, each one has got his speciality, and each one is able to put his case. And that is the way we understand it. Got the idea? I should then clearly go to the Shul of Kula, my little Kodomah, say, and in all of them, everything is examined, no mishah or devil, nothing is left out. But every shekel in your little kola the chinos of Nitya, but then when everything has been put forward, then everything is judged on the reality, on the truth of it. The people are devoted to the other, and then the judgment goes out accordingly. The Ulema, Gmona, Dere, Hasei, this is a waste of 80 million. But the final edict goes out, the decree goes out, from who is in charge of that basis, of that court. The highest of all is Hashem. The Inhuma Habetel Gidim Shura'el and the Rechul Reit of the Reitim Shemra Reit, you may ask by two Shakeh, something of women, the Amiyah Lekola Nishon Sin, a Tavis of women, the Yitam Yilatiyah, the Kamer 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 Yilatiyah, he says that it's possible that in the highest instance, it is a son who is in that court. So if a son is in that court, everything is going to be in the court, he is counsel, and if a son is in the court, everything is in the court. He says, even if a son is on the court, that is the way it has to go. And you can't mean that anything is good, anything is cut before a son, and then a son is in the court. But it's still going to stay there, even if I think it's able to get it. So that is the first place of your persona. That is it. Yes, thank you.
And that's
what you got. What's that? Yes,
thank you.
No, it's not necessarily the only two proposals. A person can be judged at any time for any particular reason. Let us say that a person is about children and he changes his life completely to make a particular change. Well, at that stage, he is judged. But all these things can happen. That's clear? The most important thing is that the people who are in the world. And what I wanted to do is I just come up with it. So he says now, it comes out according to this, that Hashem doesn't judge the world according to his knowledge. Because if it's according to his knowledge, he doesn't need anything. But he judges it because this is the way it has been arranged. what is it within the way, even if we don't make the will there, but according to the system that he designed and designed to his purpose. And that is the way we are to be like. Now, I'm going to ask you to tell me why it has to be like that. Why, if I say names, everything will have to be named. But they were thinking that the good deed is the out, but he told me that the bad deed is the out the present, he said. And all the good confusion comes together, comes into clarity for the living with God. And then, if the world is happy to have a shame, it is living with the only, in certain actions, it is working for the living with the only, it is working for the living with the only, and even if the place doesn't have been the only, then it's okay, it goes on the same that the most of it goes. You see, of course, this doesn't have a claim to God's glory, because the time is long, this comes from the God of the universe. But this is the way we order the universe. This is the system by which it works. And since this is the system, that is the way that we work. Why the system is, that is what we have discussed. So that we play an active part in everything that comes to play. And not only that, as we have also discussed, that is into the first step in the spirit of the body, everything that a person does has an effect on the rest of the world. Large and small, that it has an effect. It may be that whatever he does has an effect. The increment may be very small, but they add up. Eventually they add up. I think that is as far as we can take it. Now, this part I don't know if it's the next step for me that I don't
think it's
the next step. This is easy.